刚才唱的诗歌，是神呼召我们。
The hymn we just sang is God's calling to us.
但我们在看创世纪的时候，第一章是一个非常奇妙的创造。
As we read the book of Genesis, chapter 1 is a wonderful creation.
神造天地，造山，造海。
God created the earth, the heaven and earth.
但之后，所有的重点都是在于我们人身上。
And then the focus shifted to us, the man.
我们心中应该满了感谢和赞美，我们这个罪人竟然如今与神有份。
And our hearts should be filled with gratitude that sinners such like us have a portion in God.
让我们一同站立，我们用诗歌赞美来献上我们对他的感谢。
Let's all stand and give God our thanks and praises.
Oh Lord, our Lord.
Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The heavens declare your greatness, the oceans cry out to you, the mountains they bow down before you.Sing my praise to you,
O Lord, our Lord.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The heavens declare your greatness, the oceans cry out.
heaven declares.
Oh, heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare with the beauty of the Lord?
Forever he will be.
我们现在正在永远的当中。
And we are in eternity.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远都不改变。
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
让我们定睛在他的身上。
May we fix our eyes upon him.
Thank you.
your eyes.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, who for in His wonderful faith, when the things of earth will grow strange in the light of His glory and grace.
暗中摸索，
暗中摸索，无意间亮光，何等疲乏，何等忧愁，一见上自由，当转眼仰望耶稣，注目仰望他的姿容，所有事
让我们定睛在主的身上。
Let's fix our eyes upon Jesus.
睁开眼仰望耶稣，注目仰望他的姿容，所有事物在他容耀
要自里面色成朦胧，
当转眼仰望耶稣，注目仰望他的姿容，所有事物在他荣耀光中，都要自里面色成朦胧。
主，求你今天再教导我们。
Lord, may you teach us today.
我们定睛在你的身上。
That we fix our eyes upon you.
让这世上的一切事情都消失。
That the things of the earth will grow strangely dim.
我们只看见主你的信实。
We only see your faithfulness.
求你今天再向我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to each and every one of us today.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
两个礼拜之前，正义弟兄在这里跟我们交通到要回到起初的原则。
Two weeks ago, Brother Jang Yi shared with us about returning to the original principle.
要回到神起初创造的心意里面。
Returning to the God's original intention of creation.
就是我们要回到生命的律里面。
That is to return to the law of life.
其实起初神主要要我们要遵守一个生命的律，他要我们要遵守那个信心的律。
Besides following the law of life.God also wants us to follow the law of faith.
人要完全的依靠神。
He wants us to rely on Him solely.
相信神的安排，相信神的带领。
And that we trust in His arrangement and His guidance.
刚才我们弟兄来到讲到说，看见创世纪第一章的时候，神的创造何等的美好。
And our brother just shared, when we see the book of Genesis, chapter 1, we see how wonderful God's creation is.
但是所有的创造都是为了最后一个创造。
But all the creation is for the last creation.
可看神对人的创造是何等的看重。
So we can see how God esteems, the creation of man.
因为人是照着神的形象跟样式造的。
Because men are created in God's image and likeness.
人比万物都尊贵。
And we are all more precious than all other things.
神将一切交付在人的手中去看守管理。
God gave men the responsibility to rule and manage the earth.
神在人的身上有一个非常美好的一个计划。
And God has a wonderful plan for us.
所以当神创造亚当之后，神在从亚当的鼻孔里面吹一口气息进去。
So when God created Adam, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
使亚当成为有灵的活人。
And Adam became a living being.
而这个灵是唯一可以跟神交通的器官。
And the spirit is the only part that we can communicate with God.
如果灵死了，它就失去了功用。
If the spirit dies, it loses its function.
能就从没办法跟神再有交通。
And we can no longer have fellowship with God.
但是因为亚当跟夏娃后来不顺服，吃了分别善恶树上的果子，成为罪人。
And later, because Adam and Eve they disobeyed God and ate from the tree of knowledge and good of evil, good and evil.
他们的灵就死了。
They became sinners and their spirit died.
我们知道神原来所创造的次序乃是灵管理魂，魂来管理我们，那个就是我们的心思意念。医治情感，然后我们再来管理我们的身体。
We know that God's original order was that the spirit would rule over the soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, and the soul rules over the body.
但是当灵死了之后，那个的魂就完全的掌权在我们的身体上面。
But when the spirit died, the soul took control.
而这个魂就是我们的己生命。
And the soul is our self life.
人完完全全向神独立。
Man became independent from God.
从此之后，人是用凭着我们的五官，我们去感受，用头脑，我们去分析，来做出每一个的决定跟每一个的选择。
And from that time on, people lived by their five senses, and we use our mind and intellectual to make our decisions and choices.
本来我们的心思是很纯净的。
Initially, our mind is very pure.
但是仇敌却像是一个。恶的心意放在我们的心思里面。
But the enemy has planted a corrupt thoughts into our mind.
所以我们的心思是已经被扭曲的心思。
So our thoughts are corrupted.
撒旦将这样的一个心思放在我们里面的时候，使得人的意念不再是一个正的意念。
Satan has planted this corrupt thought into our mind, so our thoughts is no longer it's corrupt from then on.
这种意念进来就。好像病毒一样
，and its corruption spreads like a virus，
非常非常快的来到散播在我们的心思里面
，spreads quickly in our mind。
如果我们在读创世纪那个第三章的时候，我们看见亚当犯罪是什么罪呢？不顺服。
And when we see the book of Genesis chapter 3, what sin did Adam commit? The sin of disobedience.
但是我们感觉 不顺服我们常常都有的事情啊。
But you might think we often are disobedient.
但是这个不顺服发展得非常的快，到第四章该隐的时候，它发生什么样？变成嫉妒跟谋杀。
But this disobedience spreads very quickly. By the time of chapter 4, by the time of Cain, the sin grew into jealousy and murder.
到创世纪第六章第五节说，耶和华降见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
In Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 it tells us, Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
这是非常可怕的一个描述。
This is a frightening description.
一个小小的罪恶的种子在那么快就变成一个罪恶的世界。
It started with one sinful seed, which became a sinful world.
这个是人向神独立的结果。
And this is the result of man living independently from God.
而我们知道人永远没办法来救自己。
We know that man can never save himself.
但神为我们预备了救法。
But God has prepared a way of salvation for us.
他赐给我们救主耶稣基督。
He has given us the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经说，凡信他的就是就能 得到重生。
The Bible tells us that everyone who believes in him can be born again.
而就是说我们的灵可以再次来活起来的。
This means that our spirit is made alive again.
我们可以恢复与神的交通了。
And our fellowship with God will be restored.
但神不单单要我们恢复这个关系而已。
But God not only wants to restore our fellowship with him.
神要人在人的身上恢复他的计划。
He wants to restore his original plan for us.
他要我们不单单成为一个信徒，他要我们成为他的门徒。
He doesn't want us to be only believers, but he wants us to be his disciples.
要成为他的跟随者。
To follow him.
学习他的样式，
走他的道路。To learn from him and walk in his way.
所以路加福音第九章二十三节说。
So Luke chapter 9 verse 23 tells us.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
十字架的意义就是舍己。
The meaning of the cross is to deny the self.
主自己是一个舍己的人。
The Lord himself lived a life of self-denial.
他在地上每时每刻，他都让圣灵来掌管他的生命。
Every moment he lived on earth, he allowed the Holy Spirit to rule his life.
他常说，你们时间是方便的。他的时间却不方便。
He often says your time is convenient, but his time is not.
因为他不断在等候圣灵的指引。
But because he kept waiting the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天主要我们做他的门徒的时候，他对我们有同样的要求。
So when God wants us to be his disciples, he has the same requirements for us.
但虽然我们是重生了，但是我们的生命却仍然在啊。
Even though we are born again, but our self-life is still there.
而这个己生命的力量非常的强。
And this self-life is very strong.
而我们里面这个灵生命呢，却非常的弱。
But our spiritual life is often very weak.
所以我们需要借着十字架来对付我们这个己生命。
Therefore, we need the work of the cross to deal with our self-life.
让我们这个己生命不断的衰弱，而让圣灵更多掌权在我们的里面。
We need to let the self-life decrease so that the spiritual life can increase in us.
当我们常常想都说十字架，我们立刻想到是痛苦。
When we hear the word cross, we often think of suffering.
就是苦难。
It's tribulation.
我们想到都害怕。
And we are afraid even thinking of it.
我们都不想去接受。
We don't want to accept it.
但主耶稣只给我们一个条件来跟从他，就是十字架。
But God only gave us one requirement to follow him, that is the cross.
所以，那怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
神先要让我们有这个心愿，我们愿意更多来认识他。
God wants us to have this heart's desire first, that we want to know him more.
我们愿意更多明白他的心意。
That we want to know more about his purpose.
我们愿意他在我们身上可以实行他的计划。
We want him to have his plan fulfilled in us.
只要我们有这个愿意的心，他可以帮助我们来克服。
As long as we have this willing heart, he can help us to overcome our fear of the cross.
克服我们对十字架的恐惧。
To overcome our fear of the cross.
最近我们成功的内容正好在读到亚伯拉罕。
And recently in our morning devotion, we read about Abraham.
我们相信我们这个礼拜我们也听到那个守卫牧师给我们的录音来讲到亚伯拉罕的信心。
And this week we have heard the recording from Pastor Mary to talk about the faith of Abraham.
礼拜五我们也一同来交通这位信心之父的一些的事迹。
And this past Friday we also shared about this father of faith, Abraham.
我们感觉他的信心实在是高啊。
We see that his faith was truly great.
我们甚至会感觉他是高不可攀，我们没有办法达到的。
So great that sometimes it feels unreachable for us.
但是神将圣经这些属灵伟人放在我们面前，并不是说哦有一个非常高的一个人而已。
But God did not place these spiritual giants before us to discourage us.
而是他要成为我们的榜样。
But He shows them as examples to us.
神要让我们看见他是如何的制作这样的人。
So we can see how God made them into precious vessels.
制作他们成为贵重的器皿。
That how they were made into precious vessels.
神同样要制作我们成为他的杰作。
And God will do the same to us.
我们从亚伯拉罕的事迹里面，我们来看到他的信心的确是非常的大。
When we read about Abraham, we see how great his faith was.
并且他的信心是不断的增长的当中。
And his faith kept growing.
但是他的信心建基在什么地方呢？
But what was his faith built upon?
一方面他是建基在神的应许上面。
On one hand, his faith was built upon God's promises.
但另外一方面却是建基在十字架上面。
And on the other hand, it's built upon the cross.
神要让亚伯拉罕得着他的应许，必须要经过十字架的工作。
In order for Abraham to receive God's promises, he has to go through the work of the cross.
我们来看看神第一次来跟神亚伯拉罕的显现的时候所说的话。
Let's see how what God said to Abraham when He first appeared to him.
在创世纪第十二章一到三节。
In Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 through 3.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。他必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他。”凡那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
那个时候亚伯兰还没有改名字叫亚伯，还是叫亚伯兰。
And at that time, his name was still Abraham.
我们看神给亚伯兰的祝福实在是大。
And we can see how great Abraham's God's blessing for Abraham was.
但是他要给他这个祝福之前，他有个要求。
But before he gives his blessing, God has a requirement.
你要离开本地本族父家。
He needed to leave his own land and his own father's house.
往我要指示你去的地方。
To a land that God will show him.
这里没有说神要叫他去哪里啊。
God didn't tell him where to go.
希伯来书第十一章八节说，亚伯拉罕因着信，蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道到往哪里去。
Hebrews 11:8 tells us, By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going.
我们知道亚伯兰是一个很有本事的人。
And we know that Abraham was a very capable person.
我们相信可能在那个地方他已经有很多的家业了。
Most likely he already had many possessions.
然后在那边也有很多的家人，很多的朋友。
He had many family members and relatives and friends.
所以要离开本家本地这个父家的时候，他要舍弃很多事情。
And leaving his family and his father's house means that he has to give up many things.
但是因为信，他接受了神的呼召。
But by faith, he obeyed God's calling.
他带着妻子，带着侄子罗德，跟他的一家，然后一起离开了迦南地。
And with all was his wife, his nephew, and all he had, he went to the land of Canaan.
所以牧师说，这个预表说，我们刚刚接受主的时候，我们如何成为一个基督徒
And Pastor Mary said this experience represents the experience when we first became Christians.
在我们信主的路程里面，我们好像我们要跟我们过去的生活说再见。
When we first believe in the Lord, we have to say goodbye to our old life.
我们有很多的思想我们要改过来了。
And we have to change many of our old thoughts.
但这种改过来呢，却会让我们遭受一些损失。
But sometimes this change will cause us to suffer.
可能因为我们信主，我们会听到一些反对我们的声音。
Maybe we hear some opposition that when we first believe in the Lord.
或者会有些人嘲笑我们，你为什么要做基督徒啊？
Or some people may mock us, why did you become a Christian?
我记得当我初中刚刚信主的时候，我家人很不理解。
And when I first believed in the Lord when I was in middle school, my family did not understand.
第一件事，他怕我你去聚会了，那就没有时间读书了。
They were afraid that if I go to meetings, I don't have time for to study.
比如说，你信主之后，然后你就没有这个传统的观念了。
And after believing in the Lord, they're afraid that I don't have this family or traditions anymore.
他说，如果他们有一天死了之后，谁跟他们上香呢
？They even said, after we die, who would offer incense to us?
这是大不孝。
This would be a very unfilial.
所以他们甚至用这个事情来责备我。
They often scolded me.
我记得有一次更厉害的说，好啊，那你将自己卖给教会啊，你离开了，不要住在我家里面。
And once they even told me to offer myself to the church and don't live in the house anymore.
所以逼得那个时候我没办法去聚会。
So I couldn't go to church at the time.
然后我也知道说有一些弟兄姐妹因为这样信主的，他们可能会给朋友来嘲笑。
And some brothers and sisters they are mocked by friends.
有些人我曾经有听过以前有弟兄做个见证，他说他没有信主的时候，他说啊信耶稣哈，只是那个老弱妇孺才信的宗教。
And people often say this is a religion only for the old, weak, and women.
对，我们可以说这些人不理解我们所信的是谁。
We can say that these people don't understand what we believe in.
但是因为这样相信，我们遭受反对，遭受嘲讽。
Because we believe in the Lord, we are mocked and we get scolded.
甚至我们会知道说有一些的宗教那个不自由的地方，信主会甚至会带来一些迫害。
And sometimes we are even oppressed because believing in the Lord.
但是这个是做基督徒要付的代价。
But this is the cost of following Jesus.
信心之路的开始，也是一条十字架道路的开始。
And the path of faith begins with the path of the cross.
亚伯拉罕去了迦南之后，因为后来因为饥荒，他们就去了那个埃及地了。
And after Abraham arrived in Canaan because of famine, he went down to Egypt.
也许他看见环境的不容易，所以呢，他就选择去埃及。
Because he saw the external circumstance was difficult, so he chose to go to the land of Egypt.
那我们可以说哦，他那个时候信心软弱了。
We can say that his faith was weak at the time.
的确，他没有一个人的信心一开始就是那么刚强的。
Indeed, no one's faith is always strong.
但是，信实的神将他再带回来迦南地。
But the faithful God brought him back to Canaan.
而在迦南地，他跟罗德两个人发展得非常的好。
And in Canaan, Abraham and Lot they were well established.
他们的牛羊都非常的多。
They have many livestock.
然后，那个他们甚至多的一个程度，他们的那个仆人啊，互相增进了。
And if to extend that even their servants began to fight about the land.
那个地方竟然容纳不了他们，然后亚伯兰就说：“那罗德，我们就分家吧。”
The land couldn't support them both anymore, so Abraham suggested that they separate.
虽然他是长辈啊，但是呢，他跟罗德说：“那。”你先选你要去的地方。
Even though Abraham was the elder one, but he let Lot choose first.
啊，罗德就稍微看。
And Lot looked around.
就发觉到，哎，那边那块地特别好。
And he chose a land that looked good to him.
所以他不客气的，然后就选了约旦河的全平原那个地方去了。
So he chose the well-watered plain of the Jordan.
如果我是亚伯拉罕哦。
If I were Abraham,
我想我心里面不会很高兴的。
And I may feel unhappy in my heart.
罗德，所以我带你出来的。
Lot, I brought you out of the land of Canaan.
我叫你选您，你不应该就这样选，你应该叫我来选，你是叔叔啊。
Even though I told you to choose first, but you should have give way to me to have me choose first because I'm your uncle.
或者说，那块地特别好，叔叔你要不要去那块地
？Or you would give the better land to me as the uncle.
就是因为这个心哦，我才不是亚伯拉罕。
And because I think this way, I'm not Abraham.
亚伯拉罕选择舍弃他的权利。
Abraham chose to give up his rights.
他相信，既然是神带他出来。
He believed that it because God left brought him out of the land.
他选择神，你为我来选择。
He wanted God to choose for him.
所以当罗德走了之后，神再次向他显现。
So after Lot left, God spoke to Abraham again.
在创世纪第十三章十四到十七节这样说。
In Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 to 17, it tells us.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，能若人数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。”
And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot has separated from him, Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you.
神帮他选的的确是比人所选的更好。
God has chosen the better part for him.
神加强了他对亚伯拉罕的应许。
God strengthened Abraham's his promise to Abraham.
神第一次应许他有一块地。
At first, God promised him a land.
而这次他不但给他地了。
And this time, not only was he given the land.
神应许给他有后裔。
God also promised descendants.
信心的道路是一步一步走出来的。
The path of faith is walked step by step.
亚伯拉罕也有经过他的软弱时候，也经过他失败的时候。
Abraham also experienced weakness and failure.
神是有恩典有怜悯的神。
But God is full of grace and mercy.
他不断的带领亚伯拉罕，每一个软弱他在提升，每一个软弱他在提升，使到他的信心不断的提升。
And every time when Abraham's faith was weak, God lifted him up. So every time through every circumstance, Abraham's faith was lifted up.
而神给亚伯拉罕的应许就越来越清楚，对他的计划越来越让他越来越明白。
So Abraham's so God's promise to Abraham was more clear, and so his plan was revealed more clearly to Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕是完全明白呢
？But did Abraham understand it fully?
其实还没有。
Not yet.
虽然神说你以后的后裔会像尘沙一样多
，Even though God promised many descendants，
但是亚伯拉罕可能那个时候还没有能完全的相信。
But Abraham at that time he struggled to fully believe.
所以当在十五章创世纪十五章的时候，神再次跟亚伯拉罕那个显现的时候，他说我没有儿子啊。
So when in Genesis chapter 15, when God appeared to Abraham again, Abraham said, "But I have no son."
以后我的产业哈会给我当中的仆人以利以谢。
And all my inheritance will go to Eliezer, who my old servant.
那神怎么回答？再说，耶和华又有话对他说：“这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。”于是领他走到外边说：“你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body will be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, Look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you're able to count to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
亚伯拉罕相信神。
Abraham believed God.
神说， 这个就是他的义。
So therefore, it accounted to him for righteousness.
但是信心最大的考验是时间。
But the greatest time is the greatest test of faith.
神应许了亚伯拉罕那个有孩子了，但是好像等了很久都没有啊。
Even though God has promised Abraham to have a son, but they really waited for a long time.
他的妻子怎么都没办法来到生育啊。
But because his wife was truly unable to bear children.
所以他们一起想了一个办法。
So they tried to come up with something.
找了撒来，他的这个的使女夏甲为他生了以实玛利。
So through Sarah's maidservant Hagar, Ishmael was born.
他是凭着血气，凭着仁义生这个儿子。
And the son was born according to the flesh and human intention.
但是这个儿子却不是神所应许的后裔。
But this son is not born according to God's promise.
这也是我们常犯的事情。
This is some mistake we often make.
我自己是一个很急性子的人。
I myself am a very impatient person.
在年轻的时候，郑牧师常常叫我说，我是一个无头苍蝇。
When I was young, Pastor Jang used to call me a headless fly.
很容易就是乱冲乱撞。
Because I would rush around and do things without thinking.
也因为这样的个性呢，就误了很多的事情。
And because of this personality, I often mess things up.
我以前以为自己有一股有股冲劲，然后要爱主。
And before, I had a strong zeal to love the Lord.
但是我的口舌却没有受到约束跟对付。
But my tongue was not restrained or dealt with.
所以有时候以为说，哦，我的话可以鼓励别人啊，可以来帮助别人啊，没有想到说却是伤害了别人。
Sometimes I thought that my words could encourage or help others, not knowing that they actually hurt people.
对主来说真的帮倒忙。
And I was really helping the Lord in the wrong way.
所以这个就是我们没有被对付的时候会出现很多的问题。
So these things will happen if we are not dealt with.
我们凭着我们的血气，凭着我们的仁义处会带来有很多我们自己没有预想到的一些的麻烦。
If we act according to our flesh and our own intention, we will face many troubles or create many troubles.
但是神是有恩典有怜悯的神。
But God is gracious and merciful.
他不会因为我们的软弱就放弃了我们。
He doesn't give us up because of our weaknesses.
他对亚伯拉罕是一样，对我们也是一样。
He did not give up on Abraham, so he will not give up on us either.
在创世纪十七章，神再次来向亚伯拉罕显现。
In Genesis chapter 17, God appealed to Abraham again.
亚伯拉罕年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。”
And when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly.
所以牧师说，我们亚伯拉罕绝对并不是因为他自己这个人可以做一个完全的人。
Pastor Mary told us, Abraham could not become a perfect man by himself.
因为我们有一位全能的神，所以他可以帮助他成为一个完全的人。
It's because we have an Almighty God who could help Abraham to become a perfect man.
而这次的立约里面，神要有一个记号在亚伯拉罕跟他的后裔的身上。
And the sign of God's covenant this time was Abraham. He wanted to have a sign on him.
就是割礼。
Which was circumcision.
这个割礼代表了肉体，我们要除去肉体。
Circumcision means that we have to get rid of the flesh.
除去了肉体，就代表说属灵的事情跟属肉体的事情不能掺杂的。
It means that what is of the flesh cannot be mixed up with what is of the spirit.
表面好像只是外面的一个割礼而已。
On the external, it's just a circumcision.
但是更大的考验是在亚伯拉罕的身上。
A greater test is on Abraham.
他不单单只是在身上一个记号，他最要有个很大的舍弃，他必须要将以实玛利从他的家里面切割出去。
Not only did he have a mark on his body, but he also have to send Ishmael away.
一个养了十几岁的孩子，有一天他将他赶离家。
A son that he has raised for more than decade, he has to send him away.
在情感上面，我想是一个非常痛苦的事情。
Emotionally, it must be very painful for him.
但是这是一个属灵的原则。
But this is a spiritual principle.
属血气的不能承受产业。
The flesh cannot inherit the promise.
唯有应许之子才能。
Only the child of promise can.
这是个非常大的舍弃。
This is a very, it's a great denial for Abraham.
我们可以说这个是神对亚伯拉罕一个很大很大的十架工作。
We can say this is a great work of the cross on Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕愿意接受。
But Abraham was willing to accept it.
他付出这样的大的代价。
And he had to pay such a great price.
但亚伯拉罕的信心的巅峰并不单只是停留在这里。
But Abraham's faith kept growing.
而是他要献上这个应许之子以撒。
The climax of his faith is when he offered Isaac.
但是经过那么多年，亚伯拉罕的信心不断被考验。
Abraham's faith was tested through many years.
他接受了一个又一个十架的对付。
And he has accepted the dealing of the cross.
他愿意将这个儿子，独生儿子献给神。
He was willing to offer his only and only son to him, to God.
创世纪二十二章这样说。
Genesis chapter 2 says, tells us, 22 tells us.
这事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，他说，我在这里。神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
Genesis chapter 22 verses 1 to 2 tells us, Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
亚伯拉罕第二天就一早就带上以撒去献祭的地方。
And early the next morning, Abraham took Isaac to the place of sacrifice.
而他自己将以撒放在这个的祭坛上面。
And when he laid Isaac on the altar,
他毫不保留的，他要将刀插上，要将以撒杀了。
He was ready to kill his son with the knife, holding nothing back.
在他要杀之前，神的使者在制止了他。
But the angel of the Lord is stopping in time.
他的举动让神知道，他是一个完全顺服神的人。
And his action showed God that he fully obeyed God.
完全相信神能保守他自己的应许。
And fully trusted that God could keep his own promise.
这就是罗马书告诉我们的，亚伯拉罕信神是信的是那叫死人复活，是无变有为有的神。
And that's what Romans tells us. Abraham believed God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
亚伯拉罕虽然没有牺牲以撒。
Although Abraham did not actually sacrifice Isaac,
但是他已经在从心里面，他将最爱的已经舍去了。
But he actually already have given up what he loved most in his heart.
他完完全全的相信神。
He trusted God completely.
成为神眼中的完全人。
And he became blameless in God's eyes.
己生命是我们跟神之间最大的遮蔽。
The self-life is the greatest barrier between us and God.
我们太多时候，我们是来依靠着自己。
Oftentimes we rely on ourselves.
我们凭着我们的感情，我们希望保留一些的东西。
We want to keep something because of our emotions.
我们头脑的分析，我们认为这个是合理的。
Sometimes we analyze with our mind and think this is logical.
但是我们从亚伯拉罕的信心之路里面，我们都看见神是如何帮助他超越这些。
But from Abraham's journey of faith, we see how God helped him to overcome all these things.
每一个的试验帮助亚伯拉罕可以舍弃他有一部分他不可舍弃的东西。
Each test helped Abraham to deny what he thought he couldn't get rid of.
每一个的舍己让亚伯拉罕可以选择神的自己。
And every time when Abraham denied himself, he chose to trust God.
而每一个的选择让亚伯拉罕更多得着神的应许。
And each decision allowed Abraham to gain more of God's promise.
他更多知道神要给他的是什么。
And he knew more what God was to give him.
这个可以在希伯来书里面十一章告诉我们。
And we can see that from Hebrews chapter 11.
第十三节说，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处 望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
This all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
然后第十六节继续说。
And verse 16 tells us,
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But now they desire better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
我们相信亚伯拉罕到最后的时候，他所认识的神的应许远超过他所原来所认知的。
We know at the end, Abraham knew about God's promise more from the beginning, more than he knew about God's promise from at the beginning.
他从信心里面，他看见那永远的计划。
In faith, he saw God's eternal plan.
弟兄姐妹，神呼召亚伯拉罕走一条信心的道路，同样，他要我们走同样一条道路。
God called Abraham to walk on the path of faith, so we can walk on the same path as well.
我们是跟亚伯拉罕一样同蒙神呼召的人。
We're also called by God like Abraham.
他将我们放在神的家里面。
He placed us into the house of God.
为了要建造一个的家。
So we can build a house together.
这个家里面需要许许多多建殿的材料。
And this house needs many building materials.
需要许许多多的器皿。
Needs many vessels.
神要制作贵重的器皿在其中。
God will make precious vessels among ourselves.
神要我们成为他贵重的器皿。
God wants us to become the precious vessels.
在我们身上，每一个人有每一个人的功用。
Each person has a purpose.
在我们的身上，都有每一个人有的使命。
And each person has a mission in God's hand.
当我们刚刚信主的时候，我们可能对这些我们都很模糊。
When we first believe in the Lord, we may be unclear to God's plan.
我们就是信主而已。
We just believe in the Lord.
但是我们如何更多认识神呢？
But how can we know more God?
我想我们今年里面不断地来讲的一件事情，我们要每一天早上圣别时间出来，来到读神的话。
And this year we have kept saying that we need to sanctify a time every morning.
我们借着读他的话，我们认识他，我们可以更多地靠近他。
In order to read God's word so we can know more about him.
也许我们过去没有这个习惯。
Maybe we didn't have this habit in the past.
可能我们起不来。
Maybe we cannot get up in the morning.
可能我们一早起来的时候，已经很多的事情我们在做。
We're busy in the morning already.
今天好像我们一下子要改我们的习惯。
If we have to change our habit all at once.
其实我们愿意改变的时候。
But as long as we are willing to change.
就是我选择神，而我舍去我自己的想法。
And this is the time when I choose God and deny myself.
这就是舍己。
This is denying ourselves.
其实我们讲说十字架是很大的事情吗？
Do we think that cross is a big thing for us?
不是，乃是每一次我们跟神有冲突的时候，我愿意选择神，而不要拒绝我自己的想法。
It is not because every time when we have a struggle with God, we choose to choose God but not ourselves.
另外一方面，当我们遇见一些事情，我们需要做决定的时候。
And on the other hand, when we face situations and we have to make decisions.
我们常常都有我们自己的想法。
We often start with our own ideas.
我们都用自己的利益做出发点。
And we often calculate with our own benefits.
好不好？我们学习，我们先将这些事情先放下来。
Let us learn how lay down our thoughts first.
到主面前来寻求。
And come before the Lord and seek Him first.
凡事借着祷告祈求。
In everything by prayer and supplication.
将我们所要的告诉神。
Let us tell God what we need.
慢慢让神的思想慢慢更多进到我们的心里面。
And let God's thoughts fill our hearts.
尤其我们遇见难处的时候。
Especially when we encounter difficulties.
无论是工作的难处。
Whether it's problems at work.
经济的难处。
financial problems,
身体上的疾病
sickness in our body,
跟人之间一些的矛盾
or conflicts with people,
我们可不可以先学习不要抱怨
let us learn not to complain first,
立刻去找或者找一些立刻找一些的解决的方案
and not rush to find many solutions,
而我们可以来先问主你的这件事情你要让我学什么
but let us ask the Lord, whatDo you want to me to learn from this?
你要让我真的在这件事情上面，我可以更多知道什么
What do you want me to know about this?
常常有人说，作为基督徒，我们不会有意外。
We often say that as Christians, we do not have accidents.
我们每一件事情发生都有它的目的。
Because everything that happens to us has a purpose.
我们一定要找到每一件事情发生目的。背后的动机是什么
We need to find the purpose of things happening to us.
我们要清楚明白神在这个过程里面要让我得着什么
We need to understand what's God's plan for us during this process.
每一个事情，每一件事情都是让我们学习如何放下
Everything, all these things let us learn how to lay down ourselves.
学习来依靠神
And all these things make us to learn how to rely on God.
学习放下自己
How to deny ourselves.
从我们所遇见的事情里面，让我们越来越看清楚自己，看到自己的不足的地方。
From the things we encounter, let us reflect on ourselves and see what we lack.
看到我们的问题，我们如何将这些问题来解决。
And as we see our own problems, how we can solve them.
我以前曾经做一个见证说，我因为一个工程，一个小小的失误，却曾造成客户很巨大的损失。
I once testified that in one of my projects, my worker made a small mistake, but it causes me big loss.
而我的生意也遭受很大的亏损。
And because it causes big loss for the client, my business also suffered.
我那个时候呢，正在询问主，你要我知道什么事情？
And at that time, I sought God and asked him what he wanted me to learn through this.
主借那个事情，他告诉我，我是一个过分自信的人。
And through that event, God told me that I am an overconfident person.
我以为是一个那么小的事情，我就没有依靠神。
I thought this is just a small matter, and I did not rely on God.
我没有将这事情，没有将事情带到神的面前。
I did not bring this to before God.
神继续跟我讲话，不单是在这些事情上面。
And God continued to speak to me, not only in this matter.
而是你这个人就是有这个问题。
But it's because, but this it is you who has this problem.
后来我真的学习悔改在神的面前。
So I repented before God.
虽然仍然有很多的问题。
Even though I still have many problems.
但是我现在真的学习来求问神。
But now I learn how to seek God and ask Him.
更多依靠神
And to rely on Him more.
而并不是依靠自己的经验跟才能
And not so much on my experience and ability.
我们前面讲到说，亚伯拉罕的信心是建基在神的应许跟十字架上面
And earlier I said that Abraham's faith was built on God's promises and on the cross.
这个也是我们的信心，同样也并不是，也是同建基在。同样的原则里面
And our faith should be built up on the same principle.
我们的信心绝对并不是只是建基在祷告得答应而已
In the same way, our faith should not be built on answered prayers.
要不然的话，有时候我们祷告答应之后，哎，我们这个事情过了，我还没有遇见下面事情的时候，我就不会来依靠神了。
And if so, then once our prayers got answered, after this thing passed, then we forget about it and we don't come before the Lord anymore.
圣经告诉我们，我们要不住的祷告。
And God and the Bible tells us that we need to pray continuously.
我们要借着祷告更多的亲近神，更多来到靠近他。
Through prayer, we draw closer to God.
叫我们更多学习依靠他，并不是依靠自己。
So that we can learn to rely more on God, but not on ourselves.
每一天的操练
It's a daily exercise.
让我们每一天多得到圣灵一点
So we can gain more of the Holy Spirit daily.
每一天的操练
And every time when we practice this,
叫我们的己少一点
This will cause our self-life to decrease.
让我们的信心不断地被神来坚固。
And our faith will be strengthened.
让我们越来越看清楚神在我们身上的使命。
And we will understand God's plan and calling more clearly.
绝对并不是为了我们自己。
It's not just for ourselves only.
而是更多地看见神他的计划跟旨意。
But we need to see more of God's plan as a holistic picture.
让亚伯拉罕所看见的也成为我们所看见的。
May the vision God gave to Abraham also become our vision.
我们最后我们一同来唱一首诗歌，亚伯拉罕的神。
And let's sing him the God of Abraham praise.
这首诗歌的第二节说，亚伯拉罕的神遵照他的旨意。
The verse 2 of this hymn tells us, the God of Abraham praise at whose supreme command.
我已决心离家而奔往寻福地。
From earth I rise and seek the joys.
撇弃无耳一切权势名声私财。
At his right hand I all on earth forsake.
唯求神做我的产业堡垒盾牌。
It's wisdom, fame and power and him my only portion make, my shield and tower.
这个是亚伯拉罕的态度。
This is the attitude of Abraham.
求主给我们同样的态度。
May God give us the same attitude.
亚伯拉罕的神也是我们的主宰。
The God of Abraham is also our ruler.
让我们真的一同加入他的行列里面去。
May we join with Abraham.
好，我们请那个团队带我们来唱。
We ask the praise and worship him to lead us.
将浮云飞
的神也是我们的神。
The God of Abraham is also our God.
主，你在他身上的经历，也是想要在我们身上所得着的经历。
The Abraham's experience will be also our experience.
主，他如何一直被你来塑造？
How he was molded and shaped by you.
借着相信，借着接受他所临到他的环境。
Through faith and belief that all the circumstances that was upon him.
借着顺服迈出他的每一步。
Through obedience, he walked each step of the way.
求你也帮助我们。
May you also help us.
我们的在我们的生活上，我们也是这样子来跟随你。
That we can also follow you in our daily lives.
主，这些话我们不是第一次听到。
We are not hearing these words for the first time.
但是我们求主帮助我们开始行走。
But may you help us to start walking the path.
帮助我们起来。
Help us to get up and arise.
让我们能够去经历亚伯拉罕所经历的。
So we can have the same experience that Abraham had.
主，我们求你向我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
May you be seated.